In California, state officials appear to have had some success in their efforts to avert further power blackouts. Yesterday, Governor Gray Davis announced the results of a silent auction that he hopes will result in long-term contracts to buy power at low prices. And here in Washington, the Bush administration signaled that it may be open to finding ways to help California get through its energy crisis. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
In recent days, Governor Gray Davis has pinned his hopes of resolving the California energy crunch on coaxing out-of-state power generators to bid lower prices for power in exchange for long-term contracts. The state held a silent auction with a deadline at noon yesterday. The idea was that in a sealed bid process, the power generators might bring their prices down. In a news conference last night, Davis claimed some success.
We're keeping the lights on. We're assuring people that prices will be affordable. And we're making real progress in securing good, well-priced, long-term contracts.
Davis said there were 39 bids, yielding a weighted average price of 6.9 cents per kilowatt hour. That's slightly higher than the 5.5 cents per kilowatt hour Davis had hoped to pay. Still, it's lower than many industry experts had predicted. What those numbers mean is that the state appears to be in a position to negotiate long-term contracts at a price that would help stop the hemorrhaging of cash out of California. Lower wholesale prices are seen as key to stabilizing electricity supplies. Davis called the state auction a very good first step.
It's good news. I'm enthusiastic. And it tells us we can stay within our general parameter, which is to provide power within the rate structure, consistent with aggressive conservation and aggressive efforts to put more supply online.
But Davis and other state officials were also vague about many details of the process. Among the many questions that remain unanswered are, when can contracts at these prices be negotiated, and when would that reasonably inexpensive power arrive? John White, director of the Center for Energy Efficiency and Renewable Technologies, says Davis's announcement signals the easing of California's energy crisis.
That bidders chose to respond instead of holding back, waiting. Part of this experience has been about people waiting for higher prices. And the fact is now we need lower prices or the whole economy of the state of California is going to collapse.
State officials are eager to get to the negotiations. The legislature already has approved $400 million in taxpayer money to buy power on the spot market, and more than a quarter of it has been spent. From Washington, Davis received at least a hint that President Bush might be more willing to lend a hand. Mr. Bush has been quoted as saying California would have to solve its own energy problems. But on Monday, Mr. Bush extended a federal order instructing power generators to supply California. And yesterday, his spokesman Ari Fleischer indicated a softening, saying there may be some things that can be done. The Bush administration has been receiving a lot of friendly advice from California Republicans, urging him not to appear indifferent to the state's crisis. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Sacramento.